From dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
Welcome back to the Confused Room Podcast. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again. Press subscribe on every platform it is you listen to this program on. That helps us grow in the rankings. Leave us a star. Leave us a rating. Review. That helps us tremendously. And we thank you in advance for doing that. It really does. The 2 seconds it takes to do that, that makes a huge boatload of difference in other folks finding our show. And the more people that find us, the better show we can do for you. So thank you for your support of the program. Whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Our creative juice this week is Two Rivers. There we go. They're out of Colorado, Grand Junction area, just before the Colorado National Monument. Started back in 99, and they got a couple of varietals. And we had one of their glasses the other day, and we got some tonight. This is their Vintner's Blend, and I'm really impressed. It's a nice, full-bodied red wine. This is the type we personally like. We like all sorts of wine, but this is kind of my favorite type. And they hit it out of the park on these. So.
I never drank red before we got together.
No, you didn't.
I only drink white and very sweet and usually bubbly.
Yeah.
And then you taught me how to enjoy all different kinds of wines. Mm-hmm. And I think dark, bold reds are my favorite now.
Yeah. It used to be when I was younger, I've never had one because my family and whatnot, if it was, you know, a holiday, it was always like really sweet.
Sure.
And then I started trying them and like, first of all, and then I started finding some good ones. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh. Ooh, this is amazing what that can be like. It's just sometimes got to kind of, you know, try around a little bit and you'll find one you like. But good stuff from those guys. So thank you so much for being our creative juice this week on the program. So we got a bedroom that needs a little retooling, and I'm going to put up the before picture here of what it looks like. You can see it at confusedroom.com, or if you're subscribed to us on YouTube, you can see it. And it's just, you know, it's a four poster bed. It's a room, white room, you know.
Sure.
Not a whole lot going on. It's you know, how would you describe the before?
Everything's very vanilla and safe. Mm-hmm. Even the carpet is beige. The bedding's beige. I just think that this room needs some life added to it. Mm-hmm. I think the days of making everything beige and safe are gone.
Yeah.
So this definitely was ready for an update.
Yeah, I certainly agree. A lot of, you know, decor and stuff that, you know, some of these things that you see on walls in these before pictures, I remember when they were kind of exciting and kind of new because you couldn't really find them anywhere. And all of a sudden it's like, ooh, wow. But then some of these things just got so, you know, everybody started doing them. Everybody started having them, and the uniqueness and the, you know, the niceties of it, you know, they kind of wore off almost in the same way. I'll compare decor like that to 90s and 80s potpourri.
Yeah, or the little decorative soaps that collected mm-hmm. dust in the bathrooms.
Yeah, those were the things back then where it's like, ooh, this is fancy. Look, they have the the orange cranberry potpourri basket on the toilet with the that's sitting on top of the toilet mount that has carpet on top of and the carpeted seat and the carpeted pea catcher that's, you know, around the edge of the...
That's to keep your feet warm.
No, it's not. It's to catch urine.
No, it's to... When you're sitting there or standing there, keep your feet warm off the tile.
What? No, no. I saw these in homes that were carpeted bathrooms. Carpet on carpet.
Well...
So how is the feet keeping warm argument working there? I thought it was to protect the carpet... Or whatever the underlying floor is from children missing, particularly little boys.
That may be the case, but I think it protects everything except you from the germs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's basically a urine-infested rug.
It is.
It's like, oh, it's keeping my feet nice and warm.
Well.
And surprisingly spongy.
Ew. That's gross. I never liked the deck out your toilet and carpet accessories ever.
You never enjoyed the deck out your toilet and carpet accessories?
No.
That'd be a great product line. Deck out your toilet and carpet by Jenny.
No, not by Jenny.
Do you think that will ever come back?
No, because I think everybody understands now how unsanitary that is. Just kind of like the trend of having wall-to-wall carpet in bathrooms because it was cheap has gone out because everybody realized when they pull that stuff up how nasty yeah. that is.
You need a new subfloor and you need a new, because everything just kind of rotted underneath there for the last 20 years.
And there's a difference between having, you know, like rugs for safety when you get out of the tub or out of the shower, because those you can throw in the wash, but not, you know, wall-to-wall carpet. You can't wash that.
What about wall-to-wall carpet on the walls? Huh?
No, I don't miss that at all. Do you remember how they used to do a wainscoting with carpet, like in basements sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was big. And it would be like that real plush.
Oh, yeah.
You know, almost it had like the little designs in it, you know, I called them like rivers because I would pretend they were with Lego people.
You know, that's great for kids that are out of control and running into walls, but I don't think anybody's going to ever say, oh, you remember the days? I wish I could have carpet wainscoting again.
I remember a radio station that I worked at. They had their former location, which is in a cornfield on a place called Radio Road in Ripon, Wisconsin. And it's been revived. It's like they did a fixer upper on it.
Okay.
And I thought it was well beyond this. I'm like, how the hell did they do this? Did they tear it down? But no, they fixed it. I don't know how, but they did. But I went into the place in the 90s, when it was literally falling apart. It was just the shack and shell of a building was there. They still had all these records in there. They still had all sorts of stuff. That's where we got the records that we were doing our thing with a while back on our Facebook page. I remember going into the studio and the ceiling had collapsed in the studio. But the walls it was carpeted with the call letters. A big carpeted wall, and it was, you know, for soundproofing in a radio station. Yeah. But the call letters were on the wall, and I took an X-Acto knife and I cut the call letter out and I took it. Because it was the first station I was ever on. And the wall call letters probably go back to like the 60s. Uh-huh. But I don't know if that's still somewhere at my parents' house or not. But it was, I'm sure it's just like germ infested and all that. But it was, if I got it, I would frame it. So
it keeps the mold.
Yes, exactly. In. Yes. And probably shoot it down with some sort of mold spray or something. But it's kind of a neat little radio thing for me that I thought was kind of cool. But that was an example of a carpeted wall.
Uh-huh. Well, that makes sense in a radio studio where it needs to be, you know, quiet and acoustics. But no, I think in homes that the days of carpeted walls are gone.
Forever?
I hope so.
We'll talk about trends a little bit more in just a little bit. You want to show your space and what you reimagined here with this?
Sure.
This bedroom. So here is the before again of the bedroom that needs a little bit of love and a little bit of updating. And here is what Jenny did.
So it's really tricky to make a room feel feminine without overdoing the pink and turning it into a little girl's room. So to balance out the soft kind of blush tones, which are almost more of a brownish pink, I chose to accent with black. The showstopper in the room is a accent wall directly behind the headboard that is a extremely oversized pattern of floral wallpaper on a black background. It's red, or not red, but blush pink roses and peonies that just really give that feminine flair without overwhelming the room to feel very young. Changed out the flooring to a very light wood look product. It could be a vinyl, it could be wood, it could be even be tile, but it's in almost a unfinished wood tone. So it's, again, very light and airy. The rest of the walls are just simply White Dove by Benjamin Moore. And all the trim, all the casings, everything is also that same color, so it's all very cohesive. I took down the ceiling fan and decided to put in a really gorgeous chandelier that's got crystal, even though you can't really see the crystal on it, over the bed. And on the windows, I added shutters with curtains. The curtains add a softness, but the shutters are more practical. And the last thing that I did to this room was I took the wall that is directly across from the bed, and I added a fireplace. This could be a faux fireplace like you've seen us do before. It could be a working fireplace, but it's a fireplace unit with paneling above it, and the paneling is also in the black with a TV mounted there and then sconces beside it.
And the paneling you put above the fireplace is what really makes it feel like a real fireplace, because it gives it that look of the chimney going up.
Yes, very built in. I repositioned where the bed was. It looked as though you had to walk the long way around the bed to get in the room to go to the restroom. So I moved the bed to a different wall. It's where there's more of a direct path between the doors. Mm-hmm. And this allowed to also have this accent wall fireplace.
That's good thinking to get to the bathroom. That's better than what I did. I just put a bedpan on the nightstand and said, called it good.
Nice.
I said, you're not using that door anymore. Here's the bedpan. Have at it.
That overskilled wallpaper. I saw that done in a... in a bathroom, since we're talking about bathrooms,
yeah.
A small like powder bath where you can go really bold. And I just loved it. And as soon as you told me we were doing kind of a grown up feminine room, then mm-hmm. I knew that had to be incorporated somehow. And that was really the basis of the whole design.
I like it. I think it really is cool. I had not seen that before. But yeah, the overscale, that's a really neat idea and neat design. Where could you find something like that?
Usually online. Okay. If you have wallpapers, stores, they can order from the books that they have, but places that you don't have wallpaper stores that carry the mm-hmm. latest and greatest, you can find it online.
Okay. Yeah.
You can even get a version that's done in a vinyl decal material to where you can remove it and take it with you. So like if you're in an apartment, you could do that in an apartment and not damage the walls.
Oh, that's neat.
A lot of wallpaper companies are getting to where they're getting away from having to paste it up, mm-hmm. and they're going more towards the vinyl decal style so that it is easier to mm-hmm. put up, reposition, and then take down.
Which makes a lot of sense, especially when you have a huge market of renters that are younger. That, I mean, people statistically now take several years longer than what used to be before they get into their first home.
Sure.
So that's a market where if that's who you were targeting was someone, you know, of that age range and their first home, if they're not doing that, well, how do we adapt our product to make it something that can still be applicable?
Right.
So it does make a lot of sense. I like that room a lot. You're getting a lot of good feedback on that.
Thank you. So. I think that was one of my favorite digital designs I've ever done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a fun one. Okay, I'll go over and show you what I did on mine. This is where I just put a bunch of cats in an empty room, and that's all it was. All right, here we go. All right, so for the bedroom, I started off with a dark navy board and batten accent wall behind the headboard of the bed. The rest of the walls, I went with lighter Buxton Blue from Benjamin Moore. On the wall opposite the bed above the cherry wood dresser, I put three white frame accent panels and placed three seaside pendant globe lanterns in front of them to kind of have the light bounce off the panels to create a neat accent piece for the room. I added a ladder plant stand next to the door to give some more color with a window-style mirror next to it. Gives the whole room more of a feeling of depth and light. All the furniture, including the head and footboards, are all a dark cherry wood. On the ceiling, I went with an antique white tin tile to reinforce the classic and elegant feel of the room. The tin tile, like what you used to see in old downtown candy stores and stuff like that. I love that material. And every time I see a place to use it, I like to kind of jump at it. Because it's one of my favorite, I think, materials that to use. And I don't know that it has ever really had its revival at the level at which I think it should. I know like it kind of came back a little bit here and there, but it's never had its shiplap moment.
No, it hasn't. The closest was the plastic version for backsplashes in kitchens.
Yeah, but even that was like, I mean, my mom did that for a little. Is it still there?
It's still there.
Okay, yeah.
And it holds up really well and it looks really nice. It's just, it's not in its true original form.
You don't see a lot of people using it on the ceiling. Is it because nobody wants, it's a pain in the ass to put things on the ceiling? And it's kind of a thought like, well, that'd be wonderful, but I also don't want to, you know, throw my back out.
Well, that, and I will say, the price of the plastic version mm-hmm. is not really, I think, justifiable for what it is.
What options are out there price-wise on the product like that?
I don't want to quote any prices.
Yeah.
I know that I've looked at using it for projects before, mm-hmm. and even if I, you know, thought, oh, well, I can afford it for this project, it's like, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, I'd rather pay that price for the real tin.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed like it was priced too high for what it was.
I saw online yesterday when I was looking up that stuff, and I didn't look up prices or anything, but I saw they now make a foam.
Okay.
Version of it, which I would think would be dramatically cheaper.
Sure.
And
a lot easier to work with.
Yeah, and I think there's probably like somewhat like of a thinner, probably like a plastic veneer or something mm-hmm. sprayed on it to give it that metallic look. But the bulk of it is just a thin foam. So I wonder what those go for, if that's a little more affordable. I do remember seeing some of the plastic ones in the store, and I thought, well, that's pricey for a piece of pressed plastic.
Right. And I don't know if that's gone down, but like when we finished the bar, mm-hmm. we were kind of toying with what to do on part of the ceiling, and yeah. I looked at that again, and it was still more than I thought we should pay for that product.
Yeah.
There's probably sources out there online. I didn't mm-hmm. look. This was just at one of the big box stores. But the foam products are really having a heyday because there's now this huge, expansive selection of foam crown molding, which mm-hmm. anybody that's hung crown molding can tell you. It's hard because not so much the cuts, but just the holding it up there. You have to have at least two people holding it up there and then nailing it in. But the foam stuff is so much easier to work with.
That's interesting. And I bet 10 times easier to cut and everything and to adjust as well.
Right.
Where it's like, just push that in there a little bit better and the foam will kind of.
Because, you know.
Wood won't do that.
Good luck finding walls that are perfectly straight.
Yeah.
And this stuff will bend a little bit.
Yeah, that's interesting. We were talking about products earlier, and I was going to ask what past trend that faded away is going to come back next. And I know your vote is probably carpet on walls.
No, it's not carpet on
walls. No?
No.
Sure?
Past trend, I think people are going to put walls back up.
Okay.
I think open concept is going to start dying a slow, painful death. There's going to be people mm-hmm. that swear by it, but there's going to be a lot of people that are like, no, I want walls back. I don't want everybody in the kitchen when I'm cooking.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've been saying that for a while now.
And I'm starting to actually see that. The mm-hmm. magazines have finally started to catch up and say, yeah, don't have all those walls taken out. In fact, Southern Living, which is one of the magazines I get, they have house plans that you can order. And they've actually gone back and altered some of their house plans from like 10 years ago with the beginning of open concept to put walls back in. And you can now get the altered, walled up,
yeah.
leave me the F alone plan. So
is that what they're called? Like
literally, that's what I say.
That's
like, you go in there and close the door, and I'm yeah. gonna go in here and close the door.
So you're saying there'll be an isolationist movement more with everyone?
I think people realize that a little bit of privacy is a good thing, but yeah. also you can't escape the clutter if there's no walls.
Yeah,
that's my biggest problem is I can't sit down and relax if I can see the kitchen needs to still be cleaned.
I think just as wallpaper is coming back, I think carpet will come back.
Yeah.
To be, everybody's been doing, you know, the planks, everyone's been doing this and that. And I think it's going to be, you have a generation of people that have come up where there was so many hardwoods, mm-hmm. Or things of that nature over the last 20 years. And you're going to get people who are, you know, now in their mid 20s that grew up and that's what they had. And now they're starting to have kids and they're like, I hated playing on that, you know, wood floor. You know, I wish it was, you know, carpeted or warm. And I think you're going to have that where they want it for their kids. And I think that's going to be the driving force in carpet. I'd say in the next 5 years, it's going to be, you're going to see a lot more designs going from just hardwood. And I love hardwood. I love the plank look. That's my preference.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to start to see that, trend kind of go down.
I completely agree, but I think it's going to be selective in the areas. I don't think it's going to be the whole house has the same carpet throughout like when we were kids. You're going to see certain areas are still going to have wood and tile, and then other areas are going to go back to carpet and probably stay carpet. Like I think bedrooms are going to go back to just carpet,
mm-hmm.
where everybody's like, I want hardwoods throughout. Well, it doesn't really make sense to put hardwoods in certain rooms.
Sure.
Kids' rooms, for example. Mm-hmm. They get up at 3-4 in the morning to go to the bathroom, and you're going to hear them tracing around.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they wake up at 7 to play, and you're trying to sleep in. You hear toys hit the floor.
Yeah.
Our girls will probably have carpet the next go around.
Yeah. Carpet, it's coming back.
It is.
Any other? Okay, so that's a design trend.
Yes.
That would come back. What's another trend that's going to come back outside of design, outside of home design, just a trend in general? Bee Gees or something. You know, I mean, what just some sort of trend, some sort of style of something that's gone away that you think will make a comeback?
I don't know. You really put me on the spot with that. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible with fashion. Fashion comes in cycles like every 30 years. So whatever, you know, we wore in the 80s.
I'm surprised ripped jeans came back.
Yeah, that totally came back.
Oh, my God.
Like, Livy bought a pair that already had holes. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I did it, too.
I am. I haven't, though.
I did it, too. But she used her money on that.
Good. Because I don't think I would. I remember... I remember that. That was one of those trends, even when that was the thing for us, I was just like,
yeah,
I don't get. I mean, I was always, I mean, you were outside playing too. I mean, you were, you know, would you say tomboyish?
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
I earned them. They didn't come from the store that way. That was falling off your bike or falling out of a tree or chasing through woods. No.
I had jeans that were ripped to shreds because I did it because I was out there. And then eventually it was like, these are too ripped to wear. It's not protecting me anymore. I need to get a different pair. And then when people just started buying them pre-ripped, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? It's like, that's a look. Like, I just threw that mine away.
So true story. You want to hear a Jenny factoid from her childhood?
Sure.
Okay. I was so hard on pants and climbing and stuff. I would climb using, like, you know, my shins and things like that. But
sure.
I had so many bruises. My parents were worried that people were going to start wondering if I was being abused.
Sure.
So no shit. There was a couple of times where my dad went into this mode of, we got to stop this. And I had towels duct taped around my shins before I went out to play because I was so hard on my legs. To prevent bruising.
There you go.
So, yeah.
That's
one you hadn't heard.
That's a truly unique Jenny story. Hashtag truly unique Jenny story.
Got a bunch of them.
Yeah. That shit you don't hear every day. Jessica says Toto is on tour, so that could kind of be a...
I love Toto. Livy's favorite song is Africa. So
yeah,
every time we turn it up, she sings it.
I was listening to some Toto the other day.
Rosanna?
No, it was the As Soon As My Heart Stops Breaking.
Yeah.
You got to keep going there. No. So I can do the Michael McDonald part.
No.
Anticipated.
Was there a Michael McDonald?
Anticipated. That's all he did in the song. He just goes, anticipating. And that's his only part in the song. And yet I think he earned a credit on the actual song as Toto featuring Michael McDonald.
Okay. Here's the trend that's going to come back. Since in the 80s, it seemed like Michael McDonald was in every 80s song.
Michael McDonald coming back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just showing up right.
He's going to start being in all kinds of music. Like, I kid you not, there was a Bruno Mars song I heard the other day. And I was like, is this old? Because it sounded just like something from when we were kids.
Yeah.
The only thing that was missing was Michael McDonald.
That he's missing from so many things, you know?
Yeah.
She came from somewhere back in long ago. I don't know the words of the song. Sentimental fool, why she trying not to I was listening to a live thing from him the other day. And it was a live concert album. And I swear to God, I don't know what's going on anymore, but it just seemed like most of the singing, because, you know, you do your same songs for the live the last 40 years. I get it. It gets kind of stale.
Yeah.
You kind of want to do refreshing ways of doing it. But I swear some of the live stuff was like, I hate for it. Like, it was even less enunciated than it was in 1978.
It's like somebody doing their impersonation of Michael McDonald, but it's Michael McDonald.
It was. It was like someone doing an impersonation of Michael McDonald after they had a stroke.
That's
it was like, are they doing the full, can they get the word out? You know, it's like, I feel kind of bad, but I don't know if like he just can't like hold the whole thing. I don't know. I'm going to get shit from my mom for that one because they were just on a cruise the other day with Michael McDonald on the damn boat. And yeah, that was, I would have loved to have seen that.
I want to hear how the Air Supply performance was.
Yeah, she sent me all these pictures this morning of her with it was the 70s romance cruise, and like, what was it, Poco, or was Toto on the cruise? I don't know. I know Michael McDonald was on the cruise. Air Supply, right?
Yeah.
And Delilah, Love Someone Tonight. So that's exciting. It was funny. I can only imagine what that must have been like on that boat.
So we're so far off topic.
I'm on a boat. But we got the content done on this episode. So we got that done first. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of the program. We have to have some shit to talk about on tomorrow's show. So
okay.
That wraps up this episode of the program. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, tomorrow, the Man Cave Basement.
Yeah.
So check that out. If you're watching us on Facebook, stick around. More to come. If you're listening to us, well, make sure you press subscribe so you get another episode of Confused Room tomorrow. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Okay, forget. I was going to try and sing something.
There's not enough wine in the world.
Okay. There's not enough wine in the world. Okay, forget. This fitness blend is delish. Okay. Okay, we'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye-bye, everybody.